gorgeous sunset. So now maybe 15, 20 minutes is the best, you know, good time to light candles, just as it's getting dark. While people are still conducting business in the streets, that's the halacha, that's the teaching about that, so that we can publicize the miracle. So in homes all across the world, people are lighting their Hanukkah menorahs, their Hanukkah candles, to light up the darkness. And each one in their own home is really like the high priest in the days when the temple stood. This is a miracle that, you know, the Greeks, the Syrian Greeks, the Syrian Seleucid Greeks didn't like that we didn't want to fit into the Greek culture. We wanted to keep our own ways, keep our kosher laws and circumcision and studying Torah and following our understanding of our own calendar, going by the moon. They didn't like that. So they were going to either get us to conform or, you know, pass the bye-bye. And we had the Maccabees who came out of the hills and attacked them, even this big, big army, and we prevailed. They came in, the synagogue was all, the temple was all yuck, profaned, and so they cleaned it up, and they were looking for some oil that was pure and untouched by all of this mayhem. And they found one tiny little vessel, one tiny cruse of oil, which was really enough only for one light, one night. And the miracle is that it lit, and it stayed lit, and it lasted for 7 days. And we celebrate with these 7 nights, and we add another night. We also have a Shamus candle that we light, because when we look at the lights, we're only supposed to look at them. We're not to use the light for any other purpose and just to enjoy the lights. All right, so here we go. Thank you. Oh, that's so beautiful. That's Rebbe Sol Avinu from a Festival of Lights. Beautiful, beautiful play. So, I did find more information. So, the concert coming up at Kedirus Toras Moshe. Where did it just go? Okay, so it is Motzi Shabbos, right after Shabbos, December 16th. And the concert begins at 7:30, Simply Safat. Tickets are available at the door. And so the address is 101 Washington Street. And that should be fun. I'm going to try to go to that. Okay, so... I want to share some Tehillim with you, which is what we do. We recite Tehillim, some do it every day in the prayers and the davening. These are the Psalms attributed to Shlomo HaMelech and King David, rather. Okay, so, and of course, at this time, we want to give thanksgiving. So this is Psalm 100, a psalm of thanksgiving. Call out to Hashem, everyone on earth. Serve Hashem with gladness. Come before Him with joyous song. Know that Hashem, He is God. It is He who made us, and we are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving, His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name, for Hashem is good. His kindness endures forever, and from generation to generation is His faithfulness. Mizmor l'toda, hariyu l'adonoi kol ha'aretz, iv du'es Hashem besimcha, bo'u l'fanav v'irnana, de'u ki adonoi hu Elohim, hu asanu, v'lo anachnu, amo v'tzon mariso, bo'u sha'arav v'toda, chaserosav, Ishila, hodu lo baruch shemo, ki tov Adonai le'olam chasdo, ve'ador v'ador emunaso. Yivdu es Hashem besimcha, yivdu es Hashem besimcha, bo'u lefanav yirnana, lefanav yirnana. Yivdu es Hashem besimcha, yivdu es Hashem besimcha, bo lefana virna na lefana virna na di 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 that I always sing after I light my candles. So, let's see. Where's my favorite one? Chanukah, Chanukah, Chag Yafeh Kol Kach, Or Chaviv Misaviv, Gili Eladrach, Chanukah, Chanukah, Sivivon Sof Sof, Sof Sof Sof, Sof Sof Sof, Mana Im Vatov. Chanukah is a merry holiday. Tops spin round, candles burn. Oh, let us sing and dance. All right, so how about one more? Mi yimalel gvuros Yisrael osan, mi yimne, hein b'chaldor yakum ha-gibor goel ha-am. Shema, v'yomim ha-hem v'zman hazeh, mekabi moshia ufodeh. Uvyomenu kol am Yisrael, Yisached yakum v'yigael. Who can retell the things that befell us? Who can count them? In every age a hero, a sage came to our aid. Hark! In days of yore in Israel's ancient land, brave Maccabeus led the faithful. But now all Israel must as one arise, redeem itself through deed and sacrifice. Well, of course, what's going on in Israel now, we all know it's just down to the bone. I mean, it's just every day you learn more things that are just so frightening. And of course, the world doesn't care, doesn't get it. that all those horrible things were done to us as a nation on October 7th, and all those poor hostages are still stuck, and they want us to do a ceasefire so that Hamas can recoup and do more mayhem. I mean, clearly, the world doesn't get it. It's like, I don't know. The amount of things of horror that were done, I don't even want to share them with you because I don't want you to have nightmares. Because when I learned and read more and more details, it's like, these aren't human beings who did this. These are, I don't even know what to call them, because the bloodlust that they had was just disgraceful. And just to burn so that there's nothing left to recognize, you can't even get the DNA. And it's just sick. It's totally sick. So I don't know how we're ever going to have peace with these kind of people. Everybody's worried about the Palestinians. Well, maybe if they had leadership that wasn't corrupt, instead of building tunnels underground so that they could attack Israel, if they had built schools and hospitals and given the money to the people instead of hoarding it for themselves, maybe it'd be a different thing. But anyway, you know, I will just lose my mind thinking about it. I just pray for the hostages. I can't even believe they're still hostages. And for all the soldiers, the men and women who have put their lives on the line. You know? Yeah. So, all right. Let's see. Let's do some more music here. We'll do something from... Okay, we'll do something from Atzilut called I See You. Okay.
We were and who we are. And as the candles burn and fade from view, I see you.
Feel my jug, fill up with happiness. talk to quench their thirst. Now quench mine. צור חיינו מגן אישנו אתה הוא לדור ודור צור חיינו מגן אישנו אתה הוא לדור ודור God, where can I flee from your presence wherever I go you are
There is light in our soul, in our heart, there burn flames. Unity in freedom name, hide away darkest, blackest night. Go away, give way for light. The almighty light that shines so bright.
Oh,
That was Jacob's Ladder, and they're just wonderful. They're going to be performing Malava Malkas over at Kalath Yisrael. There'll be dates coming up in the new year. They just had a baby boy. So Sophia and Arye, that is so cool. All right, so let's see. We heard, let's see, Joe Black, Tzur Chayenu. Okay. Let's see, we'll go backwards. The Temple Rockers, Almighty Light, featuring Wayne Jarrett. Festival of Lights is that CD, a reggae CD. Joe Black, Tzur Chayenu, Celebrate Hanukkah is a CD. Jane Sibri, Shir Manu, featuring Frank Friedlander, Frank London, Glenn Velez, Don Byron, Shimon Shaheen, and David Torn. Festival of Lights CD. And then Aitsut, I think that's how you say it. I See You was the name of the song from the Festival of Lights. These are nice compilations. And, yeah, we heard from Rebbe Sol doing Avinu, also from Festival of Light. Okay, I think that's all I need to announce. You can always go to the WMFO.org website, click on schedule, click on my spot for Wednesday 3 to 5. It gives you two options. One is to have the live stream if it's at the time of the broadcast, or to see what I've played. So you can do that. All right. So we've got a little bit of time left here, and keep on with the music.
Katamar Yifra Keres Balbanon Yiske Shetulim Deveir Adonai Bechatzrot Elohim Yafrito Od Yenuvum Deseva Deshenim Veranim Yiyu Behagir Ki Yashar
Yeah.
Danny Green Trio, Danny Green on piano, Justin Grinnell on bass, Julian Kentlum on drums. This is what I've been listening to in my car since I got my piano. My childhood piano is now ensconced in my apartment. And when you hear this piano playing, it's like so brilliant. It's so clear and clean and crisp and gorgeous. I have a long way to go. I'm just kind of getting, reoriented to the keyboard. But anyway, I had it tuned up, and now it's all up to me. See what I can figure out how to proceed. But it's just wonderful. So before that, David Sasso with Jacob's Ladder, Tzadik HaTamar. This CD is called Sasson V'Simcha. And here's something to think about. Numbers. The world's 8 richest billionaires control as much wealth as half the world's population combined. Wow. According to Oxfam International Report presented at the 2017 World Economic Forum in Davos, these 8 men owned the same as the 3.6 billion people who make up the poorest half of humanity. In 2010, by comparison, it took the combined assets of the 43 richest people to equal those of the poorest 50%. Since 2009, the wealth of the super rich has increased by an average of 11% annually, while income for many workers has remained essentially unchanged. Numbers to think about from WMFO in Medford, TEFS Educational Radio. Yeah, it's a little bit lopsided. Not a little bit, a lot lopsided. Okay, so we're going to go out with a couple of things. Havana Gila For Real with Daniel Gill. Let's see if I have it where I want it. I think so. Yes.
Thank you. Chanukah, Amizbeah.